you want to point out it is substantially more tethered to reality than the past two KPFA budgets that were submitted. That if you look at the personnel and salary figures from audited 2009, you will note that we have moved $700,000 south in 2 years. That is a substantial structural reduction. It's not small. I want you to understand that Simon Pius, who has been great, is not likely to repeat in the position of LSB treasurer, and in fact will probably not be around in 2 months. And I want to also put out the understanding that KPFA is in a state of insurrection, that the airwaves have been used to call out this budget, that there is really a great deal of controversy going on here about the authority of Pacifica and the authority of the executive director and the authority of the NFC to make these decisions about the budget. And just suggest that in that scheme of things, the budget is a lot further along than one would expect under the circumstances. And I would hope that we would keep a sense of forward progress and not keep a sense of things being stuck, which is likely to strengthen the opposition substantially. You will have a change in the power dynamics on the LSB. I remind you what we voted on last week, and I just want to put out that the LSB monitoring the budget for the health of the station is probably not going to be the dominant motivating factor for the LSB that we'll be dealing with in December. It will be reversing many of the things that are put out in this budget more in the direction of the previous two budgets.
Thank you, Tracy.
So, that's about as much as I'm going to say in open session. I just want to also, you know, get some big picture stuff into the conversation because I think it's important.
Thank you so much. Alberto.
Yeah, just a quick in adding to what's been said, the only thing I can relate to at KPFT is that the local station board receives a monthly report that is generated by our business manager, and which includes the monthly income and the monthly expenditures and year to date. And the only reason why we haven't brought a quarterly report upwards into the system is because we've just, you know, haven't done it. But it's not an issue, at least in the 3 years that I've been involved with the finances of our radio station. We've always had very, very exact monthly reports that are probably the same reports that are submitted from the local station to the national office, and we get copies at our LSB meeting every month. And we, at least Alberto, is very pleased with that because we can keep a tab. And the management is also in a situation where management can monitor themselves as the income is coming in and as the expenses are going out. And we feel very confident that that the system really, really works if all the parties are working in conjunction. And so that's the point. I heard a point in K, I heard a point in A, I heard it, and you're hearing the point of reports on T. Now, going back to that big picture that Tracy was saying, it is a big picture, and I am hearing what she's saying about what might happen in a couple of months. Going back to the matter at hand, and I would like for us to come back to the matter at hand, is the KPFA budget. We've heard Simon's report. We've also heard the piquitos, the little differences, as brought out by Alavarn as they continue to update and upgrade all of the financial information that's coming in. I share with Simon the fact that many of these small items do not impact the budget that much, but I can understand how in a different environment it can cause problems by management that might not want to honor the budget that's gotten adopted. And finally, if I may, I understand what Chairman Reese is saying, and I definitely understand what Secretary Martin is saying, that they would like to spend a little time to absorb all of the information before us. So my thing is, at a point in time soon, we're going to have to decide whether we vote tonight on the KPFK budget in support of the efforts of management, the treasurer, and the business people, or do we wait until our next meeting to bed the whole, all of those spreadsheets in there? But I think that we need to act on the KPFA budget before things proceed much more into the fiscal year. And then we've got four or five other budgets to look at. So that's my tirade for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alberto. I guess I'd like to make one other comment, unless is there anyone who wants to speak right at this moment? Okay. I'm cognizant of those larger issues. I guess there's something I'd like to point out in budgets in general. It's not just KPFA's budget, all these budgets. There are many line items, and it's one of my problems with the type of reports that we get and with the type of budgets. I joke that you can drive trucks through these things because you can't tell what they represent at all. I mean, I'm looking right now. You've got personnel popped out one place. And I don't know that any of you have answers to these, and I'm not saying this should hold up the approval of the budget, but I would like to highlight a couple things as an example of concerns with why, when we don't see real data on a monthly basis, we really have no idea what they're spending the money on. We've got personnel paid for separately, but then we've got internet at $1,700 a month for one radio station. Why? Then we go down further. We've got things, maintenance, non-technical. That's $45,000 for the year. But what is being maintained? We have the same problem here. That's why I bring it up. Computer maintenance is a separate issue of $9,600. And then you get down to development expenses, and you've got website expenses of $72,000 for the year. What on earth is costing $72,000 a year for website expenses if it isn't your webmaster, which I would presume is represented over in the salary lines? So these aren't things, again, that I expect to have answers for tonight, but these are things that cause me concern when I look at budgets, not just KPFA's budget, as I say, all of our budgets, when I see things. And frequently that's where things disappear in terms of expenses. We still have caging costs here of $70,000, credit card discount fees of $40,000. I hope that we're getting the lowest rate possible at this point. And so this isn't going to prevent me from voting on this budget, okay, but I do point out things like website expenses of $6,000 per month. That's what's on this budget, website expenses of $6,000 per month. And I don't know that any of you have an answer to what that represents, since it's not representing the person who's doing the website, and websites don't cost, you know, you have separately $1,700 a month in internet expenses. So altogether, that's $7,700 per month for one radio station represented by web and internet. And I find those numbers that I choke on personally without an explanation as to why they are so high, having done a lot of stuff with computers and, you know. Anyway, and I don't expect you to have answers for this, but these are the types of things when we're doing our quarterly reviews, I would like to see a lot more detail on what money is actually spent on rather than just the large line item categories. So that being said, I guess, yes, if someone has an answer to some of those, I will gladly take
it. I have an answer to one of them. I can't give you the detail.
Sure.
Do know that website expense, that there isn't a webmaster at KPFA at this point, and that includes a consultant that's working on it. Now, how much he's being paid per month, I can't tell you offhand.
Well, $6,000 a month is pretty outrageous.
$6,000.
That's what's in the budget.
That's a lot of money. But I'm guessing it might be $3,000 for the webmaster is what I'm guessing, but I may be wrong.
Okay, well, this is something, it's straight up listed as $6,000 per month, which is a grossly high expense for website expenses since we're not running a website store, you know, or something. And in addition to that, there's $1,700 just for the Internet. So altogether, that's $7,700 a month for, you know, that aspect of business. So I highlight those things for everyone just because they're the kind of things that happen here. We have creep in various categories that, you know, where you discover you're paying way more for, you know, janitorial service than you think is reasonable or something, but you can't tell because it's just listed under maintenance. So those are things that, you know, maybe as we go into the next year after we deal with approving budgets, I would like to work on having greater detail revealed in our quarterly reports so that we can track real expenses and not just line items, because line items can be extremely deceptive as to what the money's really going for, you know. And we look at them and go, okay, good, it's balanced, but it isn't necessarily, you know, really reasonable amounts of money under particular categories. So I think I'd like to poll the group as to approval of this budget, because I'm cognizant of the fact that we are way over into the new fiscal year and that we only have one budget approved in the network and that there are other dynamics occurring. So what I'd like to ask first is, are there objections tonight? I know, R. Paul, you mentioned an objection to approving this budget, and I have no problem with coming back to it in 2 weeks, except then we'll be back on this budget in 2 weeks, you know. I'm going to go to you first, R. Paul. How strong are your objections? I'm looking at the budget. I'm going over it. I mean, I'm identifying things that give me issues, but, you know, at least none of them are grossly out of whack, you know?
Our next meeting is in 3 weeks, not 2 weeks.
Ah, even worse, huh? Yes, I remember.
You know,
we didn't...
Sometimes I get a little concerned about some of these things, and maybe everybody else sees it better than I do. I will, you know. You know what we should do? You shouldn't just be asking one person. Ask everybody.
No, I'm going to poll.
Problem. What is everybody else?
I'm going to poll everybody. I was going to you first because you were the only person who had actually verbally expressed one.
Okay.
Are there other people on the committee who have issues with approving the budget because they haven't had sufficient? I hear a lot of noise. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Anyway, whether it's because you haven't had sufficient time just to review the budget or because you have specific questions about actual line items. If there's anyone else with an objection, please raise your voice now.
Well, I'd like to make the...
Bruce? Okay, please.
Raise a point.
Yeah, at least I want to discuss it. Go ahead, please.
Right. And I want to say, I'm not really objecting to considering this budget. Obviously, a lot of work has gone into it, and it looks, you know, to my eyes, you look at some questions, it looks, you know, pretty good. I mean, as far as the, you know, the attempts to make things work and everything. But where I'm kind of hesitating a little bit is on this question of the projected revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm, this may be unfair, but there people raised the question with our WPFW budget because we hadn't completed issues of actual personnel reductions, which are going to happen, but you know we hadn't finalized everything yet. But it seems to me that the difference in the money in this budget, if we accept the $174,000 increase without knowing for sure how solid that is, that's a bigger question than just whether or not we were going to be able to go ahead with our projected way of resolving our budget, which I personally felt was a lot more solid. And I'm just saying that because it's funny that we can accept one budget with a lot of questions and look at another budget and say, well, we can't even consider it. And I just want to raise that
thank you. Totally legitimate.
Yeah,
go on. Did you have further?
Well, otherwise, personally, I even though I personally do have some misgivings about the idea of projecting an increase, even with additional days of fundraising and everything, I personally favor a tighter budget, you know, cutting making cuts, being a little more conservative in the revenue, just
mm-hmm.
because if the, you know, we should want to avoid the repetition of budgets that project, you know, higher incomes and are realistic. But I still wouldn't want to necessarily step in the way of not approving the budget. It just, I hope, you know, the people at KPFA will keep a close eye on whether they're achieving the goals they had and making adjustments if they don't.
Thank you, Bruce. And, you know, we can also approve a budget with recommendations on certain things to be changed in order for it to be approved. You know what I mean? The Finance Committee does not have to accept that projection of $174,000 in increase. We could approve the budget minus that, which would leave them with a very small surplus, but frankly would probably be more realistic in my opinion. I just think the fact that revenue was $100,000 less last year than it was the year before, the economy shows no true signs of improvement, and it's already bearing out in our current fund drives that, I have a real problem with increased projections
okay.
of revenue. But Tracy, please.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I want to echo what Summer said, that in terms of my own sense of what would be most helpful to us in our very contentious process is that I would encourage the NFC to look at recommendations or modifications if it feels that they are necessary, perhaps rather than leaving the situation hanging for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which I find to be a little more problematic in terms of the way that we need to move ahead, our position in the financial year, and, you know, decisions that are having to be made as we speak. So my preference would be that if there are concerns about certain line items, that they either be modified or that the NFC approve with strong recommendations that they be altered. And if that's the will of the NFC, that's what will happen. But I prefer that to the three-week delay, which I think will be a little counterproductive.
Thank you, Tracy. I'd like a
Summer.
Okay, and that is Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. Please, go ahead. And I thought I might have heard LaVarne or Arlene, but okay, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I want to echo basically what both you and Tracy have said, and I agree absolutely with these budgets. They are incredibly cumbersome and not very revealing.
Yeah.
So I hope that there's some movement on that. But I do agree that we can't wait 3 weeks to do this. I was reminded yesterday by someone that a budget should be considered a living document, that it can be modified and adjusted as time passes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, in fact, I'm absolutely certain that National Office staff, LaVarne in particular, we'll be watching this closely as the year progresses, and I'm very, very hopeful that the new LSB at KPFA is going to take this situation very seriously and do what needs to be done to ensure that their income meets their goals as best as possible. And if any adjustments need to be made during the year, then that's what will need to be done. But I think that we shouldn't wait 3 weeks. I think that's going to cause more trouble than is worth it.
Thank you very much. Okay, I wanted to ask a point of information from Arlene.
LaVarne?
Okay, LaVarne, go ahead, and then I'll ask Arlene a question. Go ahead, please.
Like, there are other things going on. Like, KPFA will get a new general manager soon. And that general manager, we really need that general manager to buy into this budget. Since it's so quick. I mean, it should happen very shortly. Arlene can tell you more. So, you know, and in the past, KPFA has had a budget, and there's been that line there about cuts. So I think between, like, today and the time that the new manager is off at their position and will start taking will take responsibility for this budget and whatever the cuts, when and when they may be made, I think that we're at a point where those things can actually be a part of the budget and not just
you know, the lines there, because there, and I understand 2 years ago there was a line that said cuts. There was a line that said cuts and severance last year, and it never happened because the individuals were not identified. So I think we're close enough. I hope we're close enough to actually identify those people and to put this, these real numbers in the budget, and that we will have a general manager who will take responsibility for this budget. And we were saying 3 weeks out. I think all this should happen within the next 3 weeks. And I would feel a lot better if the general manager for KPFA would take responsibility for this budget and commit to executing the budget with support from you all, from the national office, and from KPFA.
Thank you, LaVon. I wanted to ask Arlene, in terms of these, we're on an open call, so it's limited what you can say, but in terms of these various personnel cuts, has the union actually been consulted on whatever portion of these cuts would be affected by the union contract?
We've had the meeting that's called for in their contract. The next thing that's called for is notification.
Okay, so everything's been done according to process, and it's in process, but
we're
not
reviewing that, as I said earlier on the call, tomorrow, one last time with Ricardo. I went through it in detail today. We're going to do one more review tomorrow, and then I think we're ready to move.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I did budget in dollars to cover and anticipated up to 2 months of paying people at the regular rates, although we shouldn't be quite at that level for everybody, but certainly in addition to severance for people that are being cut.
Okay, thank you. I do have a question under the cash and capital items where it says payments as of September 2010. It's under budget FY 2011, Simon. Thank you, Arlene, for your answers on that. Where it has payments as of that line 48, starting at E, and it's $155,000, $12,917 per month. Payments as of September 30th, 2010, on what? That's not really clear to me from this.
On say again? I mean, in the budget, row 48, yes?
Row 48, where it just says payments as of September 30th, 2010, 12-9.
So on the right side, I'm kind of, I've added some comments. That's the central. That's the repayment of central services to the national office.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. I see. All the way over there. Okay, gross list. Okay, thank you. I just wasn't clear at the front end of that what that was. Okay. I see that if we were to cut the $174,000 rosy projection into the future out of your budget, you'd end up with a deficit budget here, correct?
You are sharp, yes.
So, that does create a slight problem.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it really, you know, you have only bad options now. You would have to force more cuts. It's almost impossible to conceive how you could force more cuts into this plan before things actually are obviously not on plan.
Well, I am of the opinion that on a lot of our budgets station-wide, that if we're going to minimize the number of staff cuts going forward, we are going to have to go through some of these items with a fine-tooth comb. The things I mentioned, you know what I mean, where you see line items for things and you really have no idea what the specificity is. And there may be savings that can be experienced in multiple different locations of an incremental nature, but that would add up to, you know, something that shows up.
It's Tracy for the check.
Tracy, go ahead, please.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Short now.
I don't have the level of detail on the specific line items that you're talking about, even though I did sit through 20 hours of budget meetings. I'm not quite sure why, but I don't. But that said, I will, I guess, relay the information that I received over and over again from multiple staff people, from the business manager, et cetera, that everything else had been cut to the bone and none of these expenses were at all reducible in any way, shape, or form. That's what was always relayed to us.
Well, I think
when we were looking at the budgetary figures, so I pass that on to the NFC for what it's worth.
Thank you. I think we're frequently told nothing can be changed, and yet when we look at the deeper level frequently, you know, many things that can be done by volunteers have become professional things, and they're not because they're regular staff jobs. They're just things we outsource to other people rather than, you know, creating a way of taking care of them. But all that being said, those are deeper level issues that we're not going to resolve on KPFA's budget tonight or any of our other budgets, probably right during budget season, frankly, but they are things that I think we should be looking at going forward because we should seek places to save money that don't reduce staff as well. But
Madam Chair?
Yes, Alberto. Are you ready to call a question here?
Well, let me just, I think I might be ready, but let me, because there's no motion yet, but I'd like to ask, you know, I'm still thinking about that number there. And I'd like to ask Simon, what would be the effect of lowering a little bit your income to reflect a cash balance at the end of the year of, let's say, $30,000, as opposed to the number that is currently presented before us? What would that cost the effort, the budget effort, if you lower the income so that the cash balance at the end of the fiscal year 2011 would be $35,000 instead of whatever number is there right now?
Well, actually, Alberto, it's only $53,000 right now. Even right? Am I correct, Simon?
Well, so two parts to the answer. The first is the net income, the surplus on the not the cash side but the other side, currently is only $50,000. So you know, the maximum reduction in revenue arguably could be around $50,000 to show like the minimum nominal amount of surplus, because I think we all agreed that it's one of the constraints of the plan has to be that you're showing a surplus, not just, you know, positive ending cash, but actually a surplus in the income statement for the year. So from that angle, it would be $50,000 maximum that you could cut. But that seems so tight that, if, you know, aren't you all, my personal view is that, aren't we better off having a $50,000 cushion so you can miss revenue by $50,000 and you're not already negative? It really doesn't quite give you a lot of comfort to have $50,000 less in revenue but a net income target of $1,000.
Tracy for the stack.
Please, Tracy, go ahead. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, just one other little, and I'm not sure that I would even call it a pad, but I'll just point out that it's in there, is that we did up in the administrative expenses line item, we did go ahead and up the legal services allotment from the working figure of $25,000 up to $50,000. I think that was prudent given the Pacifica environment, and it made sense to me. But that said, that's money that may or may not be expensed. And it certainly, if we wanted to run a tighter budget, could be removed. And we could just hope that we have a happy legal year. But I just wanted to put out that is in there.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Go ahead, Simon.
Yeah, so if you wanted to, you know, essentially reduce that expense, you'd have less cushion on that side, but then you could take, you know, the revenue down a little bit more.
Okay, thank you. I think
I do have one more thing though
to
share now.
Please.
Before we go too much further, I have noticed two changes that are, you know, if we go or come to a near vote or a real vote, there are two changes now that I've made while we've been talking.
Okay.
That are significant enough to at least point them out. Either they could be understood as part of any kind of motion, or I could issue the revised file. I'm ready to click on that, actually. But one is the beginning cash balance. It's $40,000 less per Levant's information.
Okay.
And then I've noticed an error in the cash flow right now related to the repayment of that you know, the essential services. And it on the cash flow side, it just essentially affected only the capital item, but it meant this, that I had, we were only running 105,000 through that cash flow statement. And the ending balance now really is 153,000 in cash.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did that occur? What was the $100,000 change there?
Well, $40,000 change in the beginning balance in cash.
Okay.
And then when you look at cell B49.
Okay, B49.
In the cash flow.
Total cash and capital?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in cash flow. I'm sorry, I'm in budget.
In the cash flow tab, yeah.
Okay, 49 balance. Okay, so it's 105.
Yeah, so that was still going off the 105. That was, you know, essentially the management data that I had not...
Oh, 145?
At 155, so I've corrected that now. All that does is affect the ending cash or the cash flow section below.
Okay.
So it means, I mean, I do think that if we voted, these two changes, you know, should be understood to be present because it's embarrassing otherwise.
Okay, and what is the other change besides the difference of the cash flow, the other end of it, please?
That's just the beginning balance of the cash. It's 101,000 instead of 140-something thousand. And then, you know, the capital, on the cash flow side only,
right,
the ending balance then is essentially 152,000 now.
Okay, I'm only seeing a $40,000 difference. How does it end up being 152,000? We have 53,000 right now holding cash flow deficiency. Can you go ahead and send that out to us, Simon?
I'm happy to press the button on this.
I appreciate that. Just send it to NFC, and that way we'll have it. I think, all gentle people, that all of our budgets are a guideline to what we hope to see occur. I do think it's unrealistic to project an increase, personally. But I also think that we can't approve a deficit budget, and there have been significant cuts made to this budget to make it more realistic. So, the other thing, Simon, I would appreciate if you would check on those board expenses to make sure that the appropriate amount is reflected in national board expenses, since there is travel for the four PNB members, and that is, you know, charged to the individual stations, that that's reflected in that line item, because I think that's an issue. Not an issue that prevents passage of the budget, but an issue that should be reflected in the budget. All that being said, I think that if, in fact, the cuts go forward as proposed, unlike the previous 2 years, the station will have a much better chance of being within budget, whether or not there's a slightly rosy projection on income or not. And based on all that, I'd be, I guess, willing to approve this budget. But I'd like to know if there are any other comments or discussion on that?
Alberto?
Go ahead, Alberto, please.
Well, given the situation,
yes,
and given the situation that is currently facing all of us,
yes,
and in hoping that KPFA will move towards solvency, I think it is appropriate for Alberto to make a motion for us to adopt this budget with the changes that have been discussed in this meeting, that we approve this budget to send to the National Board for adoption with the changes that have been already mentioned, and maybe we could stave problems with the situations in Berkeley by doing this action tonight, understanding all of our discussions that we've had about this particular budget. And I really applaud the people that are involved, including Treasurer Simon, for hanging on and getting this document before us. And that's my motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there a second? All right, we don't need a second. It's a committee. I guess we can just take a vote on this.
What I have is to approve the KPFA draft FY11 budget changes that have been mentioned. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much, yes, sir.
Well, if you have changes mentioned, shouldn't we specify what the changes
yes,
are?
Yes, the changes are the ones brought up by you, Simon, in terms of changing beginning cash balance And I wasn't clear on the second part of that, which is why I asked you to send it to us.
I just did, and I think it shows up. So I'm calling it the PM version.
Okay. And also the correction to the national board expense line so that it is,
Reflected accordingly in the line item where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Okay, so we're assuming that's a reclass from some other place. Okay.
That's what we're all assuming, John. Yes.
Okay.
Are there any other discussion points, additions, deletions, or amendments from any other members of the committee? Okay. Mike, please.
I just want to say that when the new general manager gets in there, I hope it's made very, very clear that his marching orders for FY11 are to maximize revenue and minimize expenses.
Yeah. Thank you.
Got it.
Okay. And is there anyone else? Okay. All right. I think we could go ahead and take a vote. Could you go ahead and call the roll, please, R. Paul?
Okay. The motion is to approve the KPFA draft FY11 budget with changes that have been mentioned. Alonzo Brown.
For submission to the National Board.
For submission to the PNB, yes,
okay,
please.
Approve the budget. Okay, put that. Okay, wait a minute. To approve the KPFA draft FY11 budget with changes that have been mentioned to the PNB. Let's spend 1 second and get this grammatical.
Please.
To approve the KPFA draft FY11 budget with changes that have been mentioned and recommend it to the PNB?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Starting again on that motion, Alonzo Brown. Mike Jones.
For.
Alberto Luera.
I'm for.
R. Paul Martin. I'm going to say no, but I don't know. I'm going to say no. I think I'm the only one. Simon Pius.
Yes, please.
Summer Reese.
Yeah.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg. John Wenger.
No.
LeVar Williams.
Pass.
Say again?
Pass.
Pass.
My last.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, going back, making sure. Alonzo Brown? Alex Steinberg? LeVarne Williams?
Oh, Epstein.
Okay, the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. 2 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, KPFA budget passes. Yes?
I'd like to make a statement.
Please.
Okay, I just want to say that this is Bruce from WPFW.
Yes.
I voted yes because I didn't want to hold up this budget. I think it was discussed and all the points were made. But I do want to point out that I find it kind of contradictory that we could pass this budget and not pass the WPFW budget. And I realize the WPFW budget isn't in the, you know, doesn't look as pretty and it's not on the template that everybody wants and everything. But we put in a lot of work, too, quite a bit of work on finding all the places where we needed to cut, as well as being realistic about what our revenue is going to be. And nobody was holding our hand, and we made some hard choices, and we spent a lot of time putting it together. And I don't understand how we could approve this budget with questions, but we accept them, and the WPFW budget was not even given a chance. It was just put on hold. And the objection that the KPFA budget can't be held up another 3 weeks. We've been holding up the WPFW budget, I think it's in a couple of months or so. And We've already stated over and over again what some of the problems were we had with resolving just a couple of questions that were being asked, but none of the questions being asked really had anything to do with whether or not our budget was a realistic and good budget. And now we are facing several economic pressures on us, which we are resisting as hard as we can to not break the budget that we have. And our LSB, by the way, did pass and improve our budget. And I would ask the NSC to look again and see why it can't move ahead and pass approve the WPFW budget.
Thank you, Bruce. If I may address that, we'd happily pass your budget, but both you and Arlene, we've been told several times that you'd be getting back to us because the union was getting back to you. If you feel the union is never going to get back to you, we'll happily take your budget on again. Do you know what I mean? This wasn't like delayed. It's because we were under the impression that there would be some change, approval, or movement shortly, and then your budget would come back on the agenda.
Right.
So just so you understand, I mean, it's not an unwillingness on the part of NFC to pass your budget, but I think we're left with the impression that you were waiting for some sort of agreement on your staff cuts. And if that does not...
I have to object. I don't think that was the issue at all. The NFC, the committee, raised the issue about the union getting back to us. We just were reporting what the status was from meeting to meeting. But I'm looking now at this budget, which has much deeper cuts and so forth, and it seems like the issues have been accepted as they are, without anything definite, just that everything's okay. Well, that's where our situation with our union is, too. It's all come down now to just the personnel being affected just need to be notified. Really, the biggest issue for us was the template. I've explained over and over again what our problems are, and it seems to be the NSC is going to put the demand on us that they won't approve the budget without the proper template. We should have received the help we needed. It's just a technical thing, and it really hasn't come to us. And, so I don't think, it's been our delay.
Well, that may be going back on management.
I just want to make that clear. Yeah. And I wouldn't stand in the way of anyone else's budget unless there was a real good reason.
Sure.
And I just don't see why our budget's being left out to dry.
Well, we don't want to leave your budget out, but it is necessary that it come in a proper budget format. And I do feel this is an ongoing issue, which I have raised before, that I think we use the wrong accounting software and our staff is not properly trained.
Well, I'll
the
say
it
again.
You
I just
know.
Want to say
Arlene?
To the... I guess we're one committee... that if we're going to make, the committee's going to put that demand on the station, and the station has expressed why we have a problem, that we should get some help. And that's what we've been asking for. It's just a technical help.
Well, let's talk to Arlene and LaVarne because we have them on the
call.
Well,
we get promises, and we don't get nothing to deliver.
Hello.
Okay, Arlene?
Yeah. I would just like to go on record as when we were discussing the Washington budget, I said at the time that I felt we were going to... that the union wasn't going to have any choice but to approve it, and so I felt comfortable with going ahead and approving it. And I just want to be clear that that's what I said at that time.
Okay, but we're also having, obviously, still template trouble. I mean, we do have to have a budget that's laid out like a budget. It can't be written on a napkin. We have to have,
yeah, but it wasn't...
I know it's not that bad, but I'm saying we need to have the technical support. I'm not blaming you, Bruce, okay? You're not the person having trouble putting that together, but we do need to have... that at each station. So that, I mean, I haven't even told you what our budget looks like here from KPFK, but Tracy, and did I hear LaVarne also? Tracy?
I have a real problem, though. You said that I said that we needed to wait, and that wasn't what I said at all.
Okay, if I misunderstood, then I apologize, Arlene. But it does sound like they are having some technical difficulties in terms of getting this converted into a budget that can be...
points over the union. And in all fairness, I've been told that we'll have final approval tomorrow, and it looks like it's a definite thing.
Okay, then I would, that's excellent to hear. I would suggest if the technical support could please be given to WPFW so that the formatting can be proper and send it out, that it be the next budget at our next meeting so we can get it approved and get on with that aspect of things and not hold. No one's desiring to hold your budget up, but obviously if you need some additional support, that's needed. Tracy?
LaVarne. Yeah, I just wanted to sort of recognize Bruce's point to an extent and to say that I understand that KPFA's budget presentation was not all that it should have been, and I appreciate the committee's willingness to work with us in what's been an extremely difficult process, and it's going to continue being a difficult process. And just to say that I'm not oblivious to the fact that what we presented was not everything that it should have been, and I certainly hope that that will change in the future. But I just wanted to say that I thought that Bruce's point had some validity, and I apologize on behalf of KPFA, but we did the best we could. It wasn't from lack of effort, and I don't think that materially in 3 weeks we would have been in much different or improved shape. This is unfortunately the culmination of the process in terms of what we were able to do under current circumstances, and I appreciate the NFC's willingness to work with us on it.
Thank you, Tracy. LaVarne?
As I started before we went on the stream, I worked this weekend on Saturday all day until late night, and Bertold was actually working also. We had a conversation on Saturday night, so Bertold
at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock Saturday night, his time, 10 o'clock, our time rather. So we have been working on this. He is putting it in the template. I apologize, Bruce, that it's not in there yet, but that's what's kind of held us up. And then with us, we were here late last night until after 10, and then we were here at 7 this morning to go on the air. And I'm still here, and it's 7:30. So, so that's what we're doing. And Bertold is doing the best that he can do. And I wanted to have it by yesterday, Monday, and because of these other things, we didn't get it done. So with your approval, Arlene believes, with the union tomorrow, I'm going to call Bertold, and we will start again first thing in the morning and to work on it, because he's working on it. He worked on it this weekend, but we're also working on these other major things we could talk about in closed session. So, again, I apologize, and I understand what your point is, and as you see, I abstained. we'll try as hard as we can, and if it looks like any way that there's any turn on anyone's position on your budget, you have all my telephone numbers, call me, and, we will just drop everything we're doing and make sure you have it there. And we will ask for a special meeting even. I'll ask for a special meeting for approval. So that's
thank you, LaVarne. And thank you, Bruce. And I also take into account everything you're saying, which is totally legitimate. Obviously we're kind of, if we had more time, we'd probably work on the KPFA budget longer as well. But I hopefully you'll get the support there that LaVarne is talking about, and we can put your budget as the first budget for approval at our next NFC meeting, okay? And hopefully get that one done as well. And I have to say, for KPFK, I don't even know if I should, the budget we've been presented with, never mind various issues that have arisen, but it's incompetent. I mean, it doesn't even take last year's actuals. It's a cut and paste job from last year's budget with the budgeted amount, not the actuals from last year, in every category. And some categories are so erroneously produced as to be like $1 million off. Other things have like $300,000 carried from the wrong line item over to another thing. I mean, the budget's a disaster. It's not even like, and this is one of the things I keep bringing up in terms of, what we have going on with the preparation of these budgets at the local level, where unfortunately national office staff, where you keep having to step in order to assist the local staff in producing budgets, which is something we should discuss further in executive session. But it is a problem that I have perceived the entire 3 years that I've been on the National Finance Committee, and it seems worse this year, frankly, than some years. So I don't know. But these are things we have to deal with, because it tremendously holds up the budgets, and it obviously completely overburdens the national office to have to basically do the local job at all five stations sometimes. Not all five. Texas is wonderful. And many of the stations. So I think that we need to really review these things for the upcoming year so that we stop having those types of problems of a technical nature. So,
Madam,
yes.
I would like to get back to WPFW's budget.
Yes. I have to. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Alberto. In terms of tonight's discussion, you want to get back to WPFW or on the next agenda?
Well, on tonight, well, right now, I wanted to come back to WPFW's budget.
Okay, I wanted to ask a point of personal privilege. I am not able to stay on the call as long tonight, and frankly, I'm very sorry about that because I really wanted to discuss some of KPFK's issues in executive session, but I either was going to be later on the call or I was going to have to leave early. I would like to ask you, Alberto, if you would continue to chair this evening to discuss further with the other committee members, because the fact that we're not having a meeting for three more weeks is distressing
why,
to me.
That was part of my question. Why are we not having a meeting until 3 weeks from now?
Because the next available date, I believe we went over this last week, was Election Day next week, and everyone agreed that wasn't a good time.
Right.
The following week had been snapped up by somebody else, and so we took the week after that. So we have two more meetings in November, but two more meetings is, you know, not a lot, frankly, considering we still have as many budgets to go as we do. But I think it was basically because of our scheduling issues. And so we grabbed the dates that were available, which was not, you know, three Tuesdays.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Number Q?
Yes, please.
So let me just, let me just finish.
Let Alberto
hold on. Just very quickly. So Madam Chair, am I understanding that the first item on our, besides the minutes and the roll call, next meeting will be the WPFW budget. Are we solid on that, regardless of what or where the template is?
Well, I have to really insist that we have something that, you know, I mean, there's no way to make sense of a budget if it isn't laid out in a template, because you simply can't tell what the line items represent. Do you know what I mean? So I will really strongly encourage, and it sounds like LaVarne is working on it, but to please have WPFW's budget in a ready and readable format so that it can be the first thing on the agenda 3 weeks from now, and if it's in balance and, you know, presumptively in good condition, then we should be able to go ahead and take a motion, you know, to review
LaVarne.
It.
LaVarne, are we nodding on that one?
Oh, you know, like I said, you know, and if there's any notion, word, or whatever that they're from Bruce that there's a problem, we will absolutely drop everything and make sure that it's in. You know, I can absolutely commit to that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can all commit to that, and then that way we can get that budget done at our next meeting, and that will leave us with.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for the break, John.
And that'll leave us with KPFK and WBAI. John, you're on the queue.
Well, I just want to, you know, I'm new here, but I want to challenge or ask, you know, this whole thing about just because someone grabbed our Tuesday, why don't we just meet anyhow? I mean, the answer is, I mean, I'm not saying we need to, but my question really is, why don't we just meet anyhow? Because the priorities really are fairly extreme.
Well, because there are technical issues with our national technical staff who can't stream the two meetings. So,
this is Tracy. It seemed to me there were some days of the week that were not Tuesdays that were available. I'm not in front of a computer right now. Could we look at that, somebody?
Paul?
See if I can find it.
I have to step off the call. So, please, if there is another day that week, that's fine with me, okay? It wasn't for this coming week, but the following week. So. Well, I'll stay on for what days?
All right. Well, we don't want to do the Tuesday the 2nd.
That's election night.
Yeah. Well, right. That's why we're not doing it. And we've already gone over the Tuesdays here. Wednesday the 3rd is taken. The Thursday and Friday, the 4th and 5th are open. The next week, only a Friday is open.
What day?
Only a Friday.
What day?
Would Thursday the 4th be such a terrible option?
Thursday the 4th.
I'm happy to acquiesce to that if that's the will of the body. I have to step off the call. Okay. Bless you. I'm going to communicate with LaVarne and Arlene, as well as our local people on the KPFK budget, because it needs a lot of work. Okay. So if you can schedule something for Thursday the 4th, I think that's probably wise, because it'll give us another meeting day this month. But I will leave that to your discretion. Alberto, would you please take the chair for the remainder of the meeting?
Sure. And we'll be wrapping it up as soon as we...
I know.
I'm sure
I've got to get somewhere by 8.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bless you.
You
all. Bye-bye.
A point of information for RPAL.
Yep.
The 5th is supposedly the National Board scheduled a meeting for the 5th of November.
not up here on KPFDX.
It's not up there yet. I imagine it's not up there yet, but
okay.
I know that. That's,
it's not up there
now.
Yeah.
Well, this is Tracy. I think it would give us an opportunity to look at PFW's budget in a kind of timely fashion, which it sounds to me like they're really asking for.
Does somebody
want
to make a motion that we meet on Thursday, November 4th?
Lavarne. A motion to meet on Thursday, November the 4th.
At 8:30 p.m. as usual.
Yeah, 7th,
Eastern time. All right, I have a motion from Lavarne to meet on November 4th.
Bruce, is that acceptable to you?
Oh, yeah, that would be for me. I mean, does it need a second? I'll second the motion.
No. Committees don't need seconds.
Okay, is there any, since I'm kind of acting like a little chair here, is there any objections to the motion that we meet on the 4th to deal with the WPFW budget and whatever other items might come up if we have any time? And of course, our Chairman Summer Rees will deal with an agenda for that meeting. Hearing none. Are there any objections? Hearing none. Arpal, will you please book that day for National Finance Committee meeting?
Yeah, doing it right now.
Okay. I think that that is basically the items for our agenda for tonight. And I'll be more than glad to entertain a motion for us to adjourn until the 4th of November at 8:30 Eastern Time.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved, and it's second. Okay.
And voted on.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. Any objections?
Okay.
Objection.
No objections.
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And again, guys, have a good one. Do not forget to go vote on November the 2nd.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, stream.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for those people on the stream.
I noticed.
Good night.
Good night.